T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call Banks. He's brought to you by Tri-State Kia Dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. By Foxwoods Resort and Casino, the wonder of it all. And by York, install with confidence. Number 58 in your program, the two-time Super Bowl champion who comes from a different era of what giant football is right now.
Oh, God, yeah.
And that, of course, is the great Carl Banks. Carl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're all right. The Jets haven't lost yet Sunday. So
let's hope one. New York team wins, right?
They better win Sunday. Well, that's not about what we're going to talk about right now.
They're the only hope in New York because the Giants season ended last night.
Pretty much.
They're freaking done. So where do you want to start? Because when we started this show, we could have gone anywhere. And I thought it was fair to attack the defense at first because the defense has been awful. And that's not going to get all the attention. The attention's going to go to the quarterback and Odell and all that. But you can really rip every aspect. We started with the defense. Where do you want to start, Carl?
Well, I think I would start with the team as a whole. I think their attention to detail is so bad that they take themselves out of games before they allow themselves to get back in or to get in them, because, you know, it's one mistake after the next mistake, and you can just see guys out of place. You know, just there's just no attention to detail with this team, and that's a player fix more so than a coaching fix, because you can only sub out, you know, so many guys. You can't yank them all off the field. So these guys have got to own some of these mistakes, especially where there are plays to be made or plays to be stopped. And this is just kind of when you look at the defensive side of the ball. Quarterback scrambles, safety vacates the middle of the field. Quarterback scrambles down on the goal line. Safety is plastered, and then he looks back at the quarterback. His guy uncovers. He can't find him. Touchdown. You know, there are just so many different things. Running back in the flat, doesn't turn around for the ball. Running back in the flat, runs the wrong route. It's just these are the things where, and I said it on Friday, they're only as good as their mistakes. And their mistakes are holding them back, and they don't have that luxury of being good enough to overcome them. It's just plain for everyone to see. It's a tough situation for fans, because they're sitting at it and they can focus on the big names, which is justifiable. But then if you dissect what is really wrong with this team, it really comes down to their lack of attention to detail. I mean, you can give yourself a chance, even if you're an average team in this league, and in some cases below average, if you do enough things right. The Giants don't do enough things right that they can control. The offensive line had its hands full again. Not a great day across the board there. Quarterback did not have a great day. Wide receivers didn't have a great day. The only thing on the offense that looked like something was Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. And that was him making Saquon type of plays. So they've got to go. When I talk about go back to the basics, I mean rudimentary. Like, you've got to go all the way down and just start to emphasize, and these players cannot take anything for granted. And they don't want – if they don't, they'll still be sitting with one win, you know, 7, 8, 9 weeks from now. So they've got to get their act together. Are there wins on the schedule that they can make? Yeah. Is it a possibility they can win no more games? That's possible too, when they don't pay attention to detail. They are just, they're not a detail-oriented group, and they have to be. They're not good enough to not be. You know, quarterback has to make good passes. You know, it's a 50-50 whether or not the first interception was on him. He's throwing to his third-team quarterback. I mean, third-team tight end, didn't hit him square, put it in his radius, but, you know, the defender got there, knocked it up in the air, and caught it. conversely, when the Giants had opportunities like that, when the quarterback was scrambling and threw one right through the arms of Connor Barwin,
yeah,
you know, they got to make their own breaks. You get a strip fumble, and nobody gets the ball. This is where they are right now. Mm. This is life as a Giant, a Giant fan, and Giant personnel.
You know, as a guy who's well versed in looking at poorly coached teams, I know it's only six games into the season. This looks like a very, very poorly coached football team, Carl. They really do.
Well, when you say it looks like it, I mean, the results are there 1-5 right now. I don't think they have bad coaching or bad coaches, I should say. I think that this team is collectively not doing well. I mean, it's obvious. I'm stating the obvious with that one, but I can't say that they're bad coaches. Are they playing like they're poorly coached? Absolutely. And that's a reflection on everybody. You know, if they're not a detail-oriented group, then that goes back to the coach. He's got to find a way to get these guys to be more detail-oriented. But ultimately, when you have the level of mistakes that you see that are self-inflicted, that is a player issue. Now, coaches can emphasize it and they can reemphasize it. But like I said, you can't. The roster has changed 70%. There ain't much you can do when you start pulling guys out of the game and putting more in, because what you got behind them is probably not as good as what you have on the field. So these guys have got to take some ownership amongst themselves to be better at it. You know, here's another one that kind of sums it up too. A special teams, they had a punt. The gunner was down there. He's supposed to make sure when the returner fair catches it, that he doesn't drop it. What does he do? He cruises right by the returner. The returner drops the ball. He muffed the punt. And he had no shot to get back in there and recover that fumble. I mean, it was almost like, okay, I'm a gunner. I'm going to run down. Did my job. Well, job's not over until the whistle blows. These are the little things that they've got to really focus on as it relates to every role on the field. And there's been, listen, every week there's been a special teams miscue. There's been somebody out of position on defense. There's been either a missed ball, drop ball, or a blown assignment on offense. So, I mean, you can – it's there's a reason why they've only won one game.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and they went against the Philadelphia Eagles team that needed to get something going, because they were bad in a lot of categories too. And, you know, Bob said it on the air that the Giants have become the get-right game. You know, play the Giants, you can get right. And then the Giants are basically a can't-get-right team. So many things that they just don't get right that they can control.
Hmm. You think there's issues in this locker room? I mean, losing will probably – you don't think at all?
Not yet. Lose a couple more, then you're going to see some division. You'll see some division then.
Carl, you say there's no issues in a locker room. How in the world – I mean, I'll look at that play right before halftime. All right, it's 24-6. They're going to give the ball back to the Eagles, okay? Mm-hmm. So now it's 2 seconds after the missed field goal by Elliott for the Eagles. And I'm saying, what are the Giants going to do here? They're going to kneel? But no, they're not. And then I see Beckham walking off the field, and I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. You're going to run a play here, and you don't
and
have
your best. Receiver.
How is that? How is he not on the field there, Carl? How did he walk off the field?
Let me just say this, Joe. I questioned it the minute I saw him walk into the tunnel. I still haven't gotten an explanation for it. They say it's a hydration issue. I'm not – maybe it is a hydration issue, but you got one play to go. I think he needs to be out there on the field.
That's
my opinion.
Of course.
He needs to be out there on the field. And so it's been a tough week for that young man, and it's probably going to get tougher because the spotlight will continue to shine and focus on all the negative things. And the only way – it doesn't is if he goes and does positive things and do less and play more.
Right now I
thought it was just astounding when I saw him walk off.
Me too. Couldn't believe
it. I didn't get the explanation until after the game when they say he has hydration issues. But I'm like, okay, well, if there's a play to be made, I would like my chances with him on the field more so than not.
Fight through it then. It's one play.
Yeah.
And I don't give him the benefit of the doubt. I think a lot of Giant fans out there who did defend Odell, they don't want to defend him anymore. They're tired of it. And I'm very curious about something because, so last night, you know, it's weird how I got here, but bottom line is I was watching the game for about 5 minutes while listening to you and Bob. And you guys do a great job, by the way. And there's something you said, and I was, as soon as you said it, I was curious. You seem bothered when they showed Odell beating up the air conditioning thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't tell. Were you ticked off at TV continuing to focus on Odell or Odell? Who were you ticked off at? Okay.
Odell.
Okay.
I mean, listen, this is his life now. They're going to focus on everything negative. And like I said, do less, play more is my the advice I would give him. And I think the world of him. But he's you know, he's had a tough week. And it's only going to get tougher because there are two stars on this team that people want to see more from. It's the quarterback and it's Odell Beckham. And anytime they have a chance to take a shot at either one of them, they're going to. Saquon Barkley is doing his job, right? The offensive line is what they are. And so, okay, who can you really go at right now? It's the quarterback and it's Odell Beckham. And somehow they are connected. And the better one plays, the better the other one can play. So, I just thought that it was just – I shook my head basically when he started hitting the fan because it's just going to escalate even more. I mean, he's just got to take the focus off of all of that stuff and put the focus on what's going on the field. And I get it. They're legislating against a lot of the things he likes to do, the defenses are. But he still – they just got to find a way.
You know what kind of bothered me, and I don't know 100% if this is the case, but it felt like that little outburst he had was right after Saquon Barkley scored a touchdown, and that comes across incredibly selfish. Who cares what you didn't do? Your teammate is putting on a show and just gotten in the end zone. What are you ticked off about? What are you jealous? What are you jealous of him?
So, Evan, I can't say that's right or wrong because we don't know why he was doing it.
Right.
But that is exactly my point. Because everybody gets to interpret what you do, your actions.
Right, right.
So I'm not going to say it and say, Evan, you're dead wrong. How could a guy like that be? I can't say that.
Yeah.
I mean, he left that open for interpretation. Those types of things during the course of a game will lead people to think whatever they want, and now they become mind readers. I can't defend it. You know what I mean? All I can tell him, and I will tell him with love, just play more and do less. I mean, because you're opening yourself up to all of this stuff. And you know, no matter what you say you thought, everybody already has an opinion.
Right, right. Don't keep
Everybody has an opinion.
Don't keep it open-ended like that. Just win. Here's the bottom line. Joe said this the other day. Just win. That's it.
Got to win.
Right. None of this matters.
That's it.
Well, here, how about this? Just put something together that gives you a chance to win.
Right.
So that you guys can feel like you can win a game. You know, these lack of detailed plays, just mistakes that they can control, 100% control within their power, they continue to do those as if they're nothing. Like, okay, you're a professional. Get out there. If a coach gives you a play and the quarterback throws you open and you stop in the middle of your route, or the quarterback throws you a ball in the flat and you're running to the inside of the where the defense is, come on. I mean, look, you got to have a sense of awareness of, hey, we're down. Here's a play. Just do what they asked me to do. Maybe we can get something going here. They aren't there yet. And, you know, the defense can't get a big stop. You know, there's chunk yards all over the field. You know, if an offense is third and something, there's going to be a player out of position somewhere. I mean, look, Alshon Jeffries made some plays. And then they gave him some plays. And they gave Carson Wentz some plays. So, these guys have just got to be so, and I keep saying attention to detail, but I want to say the other word that starts with an A about how they do it. But they've got to really, really hone in on little stuff because that's when they'll give themselves a chance to win. Right now, they have no shot because they're chasing. From the first quarter on, they're chasing points. They're chasing calls to try to get stops, and they're just not playing fundamentally sound football.
Yeah. Geno Smith tweeted. You want to hear what Geno had to say?
Yeah, what did Geno say?
He said,
"Where is Geno now, by the way?"
He's with the Chargers.
Oh, is that where he is?
He's not playing.
Well,
obviously.
He's backing up Rivers.
Yeah, he's got a
Rivers
sweet,
never misses a game.
He's got a sweet gig. Geno tweeted, "Y'all owe my boy Mac an apology." We assume he means
Ben McAdoo?
Coach Ben McAdoo. Carl, your thoughts?
Well, yeah. We're talking. I mean, I want to stay on the Giants, but he's probably not the guy to say that. He's just, let's put it this way, at whatever stage of Eli Manning's career he's at, and you can pick whatever stage you like him in, I'll take him over Geno Smith any day, even today.
I would respond to I have a response for Geno, if you're listening.
Go ahead.
Geno, while we're talking about apologies, don't you owe Jet fans an apology while we're at it? Because you sucked as a Jet. You could do that, too.
And he wasn't good. Sometimes
when you're not a very good player,
yes,
you probably shouldn't weigh in on things like that. I just and by the way, I'm gonna say something I shouldn't.
Say it anyway. Let it out, man.
Geno, you should apologize to your former teammates since you lost your playbook for a whole year.
Mm.
Yeah,
is that true? He lost it. He didn't have his
100%. Didn't have his playbook
the whole year.
Last year? And tried to fool everybody, and everybody knew because they can check, you know, whether or not you're looking at your plays.
Right.
You know what?
Could I be these iPads?
Could I be just an idiot?
No, I'm not going to say much more than that.
No, but
he knows.
Can I ask this question?
See, this is where sometimes you just need to shut up and stay over there where you are. When you got so much baggage, you are the most. I'm gonna stop.
Can I ask you
just question? Apologize for losing your playbook and not telling anybody. You got coaches. So if anything would have happened to Eli Manning, you wouldn't know what the hell was going on for the whole year.
Can I ask you a question? If you lose a playbook, can't they give you a new one?
Yeah, of course.
But you have to admit you lost.
If you're the backup quarterback, you got to admit you lost it. But they knew.
Right.
Since training camp.
Wow. So you went the whole season.
You tell me a guy who's committed to being good.
That's brutal.
All right, so, yeah, okay. I'm going to leave it there. Let's go back to the Chargers.
Yeah, good. Very interesting.
Well,
that's
interesting.
Yeah, okay.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, it is fact. You can deny it. It is fact.
No, of course.
You didn't want to tell anybody.
So you tell me what quarterback you would trust who don't even open up his playbook?
No, hey. Look.
Well, look, when the Giants decided to bench Eli Manning, my biggest issue at the time
was
that they went to Geno. More than anything, it wasn't.
Well, that's old history now. But since he wanted to weigh in, he should apologize to his teammates for losing. He couldn't be relied upon anyway. So there you go. All right,
what do you think about this quarterback right now? Because he's going to get a lot of this heat. We know he's never been a mobile guy. I think the offensive line makes Eli look worse. I think Eli makes his offensive line look worse. I think it's a bad marriage right now.
Well, it's not productive. That's for sure. I think he can make some better plays. I think this offensive line is just – they're not protecting him. But, you know, he's resorted to a check down, put it that way. So I think he can make some better plays. He's had some opportunities and probably missed on them. He's got to make some better throws in some situations. So I'm not going to defend him. It is what it is. I still believe he can play. I still believe he can play well in this league because we have an elite group and we have an average group and we have a below average group, and he's not in the below average group. So he can function. He'll do well in this league. Hopefully for this team this year, they get it together, but the offensive line has to give him a better opportunity. He's got to make good decisions. So, but that's the story of the season right now. It's the story of the season. This team is not – they blow some opportunities. They are not detail-oriented. And this is the result of it. So I don't necessarily agree with the harshest of criticisms of Eli Manning without having to factor in offensive line play. But, yeah, I mean, he's open to criticism. He's done his share too. So – I'm not. You just can't defend it like it's not happening.
Barkley's pretty good.
Yeah. It's understatement there.
Let me throw a positive out there. You know what I'm saying, Carl? Let's throw that
out
there.
Yeah, so he's good despite some of the bad things that are happening.
Yeah.
That's leadership by example.
Yep, yeah.
I want – and I can see because a wide receiver doesn't get a chance to touch the ball like a running back, and somebody has to get it to him. But I want to see that from 13. You know, I want to see that from him. I want to see him lead by example. But, again, it's and when we look at this offensive line, and when we examine what the Giants are right now, their team that turned over 70% of its roster, okay, that's a fact. But we also are looking at the result of some areas that weren't addressed for years when you had a quarterback who could probably function better and operate better with less. But they did not give him good offensive linemen, and they drafted some guys, you know, you can start today with Flowers and go backwards and, you know, all the way down to third rounders because they're expected at that position to be major contributors. They had failure after failure after failure, and some guys had no interest in playing, and they just kept getting their scholarships extended instead of, you know, doing everything you can to keep your quarterback as functional as possible. So with age, we know what comes with that, but then you have to, if you feel that you have the best option available to you is him, then you got to do some things to help him out. And I'm not just talking about this year when we know a quarterback was available in the draft, but, you know, the last four drafts, they should have been doing something to address and not sitting on the whole let's see these guys develop thing, because this is the result of watching your quarterback get older and watching your offensive line never improve. And you got big guy after big guy that just sat and ate cookies and, you know, never active, you know, high round draft choices, never active. Go to, you know, train the table and hope nobody gets hurt so he has to come in the game, or a few of them. So this is, you know, you can't be patient in certain areas of the football team. You've got to continuously look at that position if the quarterback is the most important position on the football field. And to this day, I would say that is true for all teams in the NFL. The quarterback position is the most important. So if you're not doing something to give that position – the opportunity to function optimally, no matter what the skill level is, you're failing. You're failing your organization. So I just think, you know, picking players is not an exact science, but you got to be able to change them out when they're not working. And that's something that in the past didn't happen over the past 4 or 5 years. You got guys on scholarship.
More with Carl. Couple more things on the Giants, and we'll get his key to the local game. The one local game we have this weekend features the New York Jets, who are going to try to build off of last week.
Actually win
better.
Two games in a row.
What a concept.
Yes.
So we'll get Carl's keys to them beating the Indianapolis Colts.
But Ingo Robinson in midday. Carl Banks is with us, as he always is, on his regular weekly spot on a football Friday. Let's talk, before we get to the keys to the game, how do you prevent – I'm going to the Jets now. Let's talk about them. Because they're coming off a big win over the Broncos, and one of the MOs that we have seen from this team, well, really forever, but certainly the last couple of years under Todd Bowles, they win a big game, like we saw opening day against Detroit, and then they come out flatter than a pancake the week after that, as you're all pumped up thinking this team's ready to do something. How do they avoid this week against the 1-4, very banged up Indianapolis Colts?
Well, I hope that from a coaching standpoint, that he had kept them humble and not allowed them to go beyond the 24-hour rule of you had a big game, so what? Let's go on to the next one now, because it takes a level of maturity. This, too, is a team in New York that has to relearn how to win. So you get one in a row. Now you got to build on it. So hopefully he's been emphasizing that game's been over, and the Indianapolis Colts, no matter how banged up they are, they've been pretty solid all year, so they will have to play their game. The Jets are not without holes, but again, when you can focus on the things that give you a chance to win, they'll have a chance to win this game against the Colts. I think they should win the game against the Colts, but if they get in that, you know, hey, we're better than you mentality, then they'll probably get beat and they'll lay an egg. But my guess is that they'll come out. My hope, not my guess. My hope is that they'll come out and show some maturity, you know, off of one victory and try to put a few of them together.
3-6 off wins over the last 2 years. I looked it up just out of curiosity because it does feel like they never can string
wins
together.
Well, they had that 1-3-game winning streak.
That's right. That's where two of those wins come
from. Right.
Now, let's get the keys to this game. It is the local game this weekend, and it's sponsored by your Tri-State Kia dealer. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com and discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. Andrew Luck is back. I think at times watching him, I haven't watched every one of his snaps, but, you know, with the Sunday ticket, I watch as much as I can. He looks pretty good. I mean, especially considering how much time he's missed. And I think that's a huge factor because the guy didn't play last year, which is significant. So slowing down Luck is going to be the key. They don't have much of a running game. T.Y. Hilton's not going to play. Mm-hmm. But overall in your book, what are the keys to the Jets making this victory number two in a row?
Well, the one asset, regardless of Luck's arm strength, is his mobility. And that's where the Jets' pass rush and their defensive front, they'll have to contain him, make him a pocket passer. And when you do that, you'll get your chance to get him on the ground. But I think for the most part, defensively, it is containing Luck. Offensively, it's getting your young quarterback a chance to have another good game. And you do that by running the football. Once you get that football, run the football like they did last week or to some level of success, then this quarterback will stay on schedule. That's the most important thing they can do right now is their complementary football starts with running and then giving the quarterback a chance to really operate in the offense. And defensively, it's containing the quarterback. You can't look at what they don't have because this past last night, the Eagles came in with a third-string running back. They had a lot of guys missing, but they had a game plan that worked for them around the players that were available to them. So they'll have a plan, the Colts will, to operate with players that they have available. The Jets' goal is to contain their quarterback so that he can't utilize those options.
Hmm. Talking to Carl Banks, the Jets go into this game a little banged up too because Crowell looks like he may not play. I don't know, he didn't practice for 2 days. I don't know what that's going to mean. Leonard Williams, I guess, got hurt yesterday in practice. They don't have their top cornerback, even though he stinks, Trumaine Johnson. They're better off without him. And also Buster Screen with a concussion. So they're a little banged up going into this game as well.
They are. This time of year, Joe, they all are. It's just a matter of what you do with what you have. They're going to put 11 on the field. Those 11 on both sides of the ball are charged with executing the game plan. And I say this all the time. If you just do your job, you're either going to physically hold up or not. But if you're where you are, your chances of having success on a given play is pretty high. And I said this about offensive linemen in particular. Knowing what you're supposed to do is probably the majority of the battle, and then whether or not you're good enough mm-hmm. to hold up is another. It same holds true for defensive backs, for linebackers, for receivers. Run your route. It's designed to get you open based on the talent that they scouted already. If you do your job, then it'll make it harder for the other guy to do his. So it's just a matter of the players that are on the field. They just have to execute their plan.
Going back to this NFC East, because we talked about this a few days ago, how, look, someone's going to win this division. They're not canceling the season.
Right.
Were you impressed by what you saw from this Eagle team yesterday? They ran the football well. The quarterback looked a lot better, and
you figure
every week he's going to get better and better, knocking the rust off.
Here's the thing with the Eagles. They are starting to, you know, and obviously this is a get-right game, just like the last one was when they went on their Super Bowl run off of the 61-yard field goal. But you could see the components of a champion. You know, they keep the pressure on you. And even in their losses, they're a strong second-half team. So they're just putting their little things together, and you can see the components of a champion. So I am still impressed with what I see from them. The key is always going to be their quarterback. Now, he made a few crazy and questionable plays there, just throwing the ball up for grabs, but he's the real deal. He's only going to get better each week he's out there. They're going to be right there in the hunt at the end of the year.
Mm. Who do you like?
I don't know if they're good enough to beat a Rams team today, but maybe by the end of the year they will be.
Mm. The big game this week is Kansas City in New England to play the Pats. What's your thoughts?
Should be fun. I mean, that's the ultimate challenge. I know Kansas City has had some success in Foxborough. I don't know. I'm interested to see what the game plan will be by the Patriots, whether or not they can execute it, because I don't think they're going to stop this young kid. They've got a lot of weapons. He's too improvisational, where you can have your perfect defense called, and he just does something that just breaks all of that down. So they're going to have to try to contain him and probably look at taking some of his weapons away. And my guess is it's going to be the fastest guy on the field, Tyreek Hill. They're going to do something to him. They may let this quarterback operate. Maybe if he operates as a traditional quarterback, he doesn't look as good as he does when he's moving around out there. But they've got to choose their poison. And I'm going to say it's going to be Tyreek Hill more so. And they'll do something with this quarterback. But it's not easy when you got a guy who can just make plays all over the football field. He's not, okay, he's going to be in the pocket or he's going to roll out. This kid rolls out and then twists and goes back to the other side of the field, and his playmakers can get open for him. So my guess is take away his weapons and then see how he operates.
Are you excited? You got another primetime game next week, Carl, Monday night.
Oh, my
night.
God.
How about
the
that?
Pain
well,
of
listen.
That.
The good news is, the Giants have a long week to prepare.
Yes.
So maybe they can go back to the basics and just, you know, work on the little things until they get into their game plan. But I don't think if they come back again and just lay an egg like they did last night, it's just
it's gonna get worse.
It's all hope. Their all hope is gone. Yeah. I don't think that's gonna be the case.
I'll tell you one thing: you're probably not gonna have to be concerned about any flexed games late in the season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the schedule will be what it will be.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Giants Cowboys Week 17.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, there won't be
any
flexing. Right.
Thank you, Carl.
We
appreciate it.
See you, Carl.
Carl Banks, and I should point out the Giants, after they play Atlanta next week, have yet another Monday night game.
Oh, is that the Redskins? Is Monday night?
No. Not the Redskins game is a regular game. It's a 1 o'clock game. But week 10, they go to San Francisco and play
That's
a Monday night
the
game.
The Niners?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Well, at the beginning of the year, it didn't
Boy,
look that bad.
This is the good thing about when the Jets are terrible.
Well, the Giants are terrible.
No. I know.
But they thought they would be better.
I know. But seriously. The Jets had two night games already. They played them both already, so we don't have to worry about any more of those. They're done. Unless somehow they're good.
Well, I want them flexed.
Right. Well, if they're flexed, I'm all for them being flexed. That's
exactly.
Because that means they're actually, you know, in the hunt. But, they've already played their two night games. So.
Yeah. Well, they thought the Giants would be good, not been the case.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.